Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Hi everyone, and welcome to this episode of Quantum Awakening Wave. I am so excited and happy to share this transmission with you today and to be there for you to answer any questions that you might be sharing if you're joining me on the live. Also on the replay, remember, you can ask questions. I'm always very happy to connect with you there. For everyone who is going to listen to this on my podcast, thank you so much for joining there. Please remember to rate this podcast. Give me all the stars if you enjoy it and if you find it highly beneficial to receive from me and my High Council. We need higher ratings so more people can find us. So if you want to rate on my podcast as well as on YouTube, to follow me, like and share with your friends as well as commenting, I would really appreciate it as it helps me activate a timeline of service so more people can receive everything that we share. I'm so happy to share this transmission today because this is something that has been coming up a lot to my awareness and not necessarily personally at this time in my life, but for many friends, clients, and students. I have also had to handle this subject at specific times in my life, and it is something that all of us humans have to learn to regulate, to be able to activate greater levels of soul embodiment and higher timeline. And this is co-creating with a healthy, balanced nervous system. So today we are going to go deep on the spiritual dynamics of the regulation or dysregulation of our nervous system, and why is it part of this codex of trauma awakening, which is in itself an integral part of the fractal dynamic system that me and my High Council channel from source and share with humanity. So of course, you know very well, I am not a doctor. I am not a psychotherapist. I am not, qualified in any of these areas to give medical scientific advices on health and regulation of the nervous system. There is a lot of information out there, so you can see people who know about that on those levels. Here I'm sharing with you simply as a human being that has suffered from nervous system dysregulation and burnout, as well as a channel, trans channel, and psychic healer. How I co-create with my students and how I co-create with my clients. During the years, observing what was preventing them from accessing greater levels of connection with their soul and their purpose, and therefore higher levels of abundance, freedom, love, and connection. And you might ask, what is the connection between a regulated nervous system and our spiritual life, Sandrine? I would say it has everything to do with it. Everything. Because remember, me and my High Council, we work from the unified field. So from the unified field, from unity consciousness, of course, everything is interwoven. All aspects of our current incarnations are connected to one another. We don't have the body on one hand, the mind on the other hand, the emotional system aside, and then our spiritual life. There is no difference between physical and spiritual. It is one and the same thing. Our everyday life is our spiritual life. Our physical body is our spiritual temple. We have different bodies. The physical body is one of the many bodies that we have. And the nervous system in itself has a physical component and also a spiritual or energetic component, if you prefer. So if you have a dysregulated nervous system, how is it going to impact your spiritual evolution as a human being? How is it going to impact your channeling abilities? You know that I love teaching about channeling. I actually have a school called IREA, School of Channeling, which is a one-year certification program to train healers, Reiki masters, kinesiologists, yoga teachers, people that are already in their vortex, but that know that they are here to amplify it. I help these people to up-level their connection with their spirit guides so they can connect with a highly advanced high council of light that they co-create with refined clarity. They will be able to also connect with soul purpose, with soul mission, and understand the multidimensional soul that they are. This is an extraordinary school with all live sessions, group practices, a retreat in Bali. Amazing, amazing people are present there, and the energy is high. I left the altar that I had created for the very first event that I gave for IREA, which was a two-day event called the Dragon Warrior Codex, and it also opened its doors to the general public. This event was absolutely mind-blowing, and a lot of codes came around leadership and what it means to be a dragon warrior. Did you know that a lot of people, and I talk a lot, like millions of people on this planet, actually have dragon warrior codes? Dragon warrior codes in itself is a very specific coding. And this coding sequence is sometimes part of our crystalline divine genome. So you might also have dragon warrior codes within you. I will not go into details because that was part of the event, and this event will probably be facilitated again in the future in a different format. And I would love to invite you to stay in touch because this is something that you will be interested in joining when you are ready to amplify your vortex of leadership, to be able to know your soul tribe, your purpose, and really expand action mode, magnetism all around the planet so you can serve at a much higher level now. So this transmission today is really anchored into the crystalline temple of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Remember that I channel from the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry frequency, which resides in the highest level of frequencies present here, and that I co-create with many beings of the light, ascended masters, star races, dragons, totem animals, ancestors, and so much more. So this transmission is really powerful because as the voice of my high council, of the high council of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, I simply relate the advanced wisdom, the loving compassion, the energetic, mind-blowing transmission that they share, and my multidimensional soul is sitting with that council. I am an integral part of that council. And we wanted to share this subject on the connection between the nervous system of human and the spiritual evolution today, because there is a lot of things happening at the moment around that. I have, Miss Andrine, many different friends, family members, students and clients that are experiencing strong dysregulation of the nervous system and the adrenal system, other systems also being impacted by that, of course. And because I have observed that and it has come up in my field a lot, I tuned in with my high council and they say, yes, now is the time to share this very specific plugin with everyone now, because you will receive so much from this transmission today. We are not going to talk necessarily about the scientific things behind it, because again, this is not the angle that we have today. For that, there is a lot of information out there, and you can also ask professionals that have trained around that subject. We will talk more about the spiritual aspect of the nervous system and why we could experience very strong dysregulation of our nervous system because of spiritual reasons, if you want. So we will try to be as clear and precise as possible, knowing that this subject is deeply multidimensional connections. I would love to invite you to take 3 deep breaths with me as you receive this transmission. And as we breathe deeply, we feel our body relaxing. When we connect consciously to the breath, we can feel all of the energy coming in, the life force energy, the prana penetrating each and every one of our cells. And when we exhale, this life force energy relaxes the body, helps the nervous system self-regulate. So take another deep breath in and take a little extra sip of air in. And when you are ready, you can exhale. To answer your question here, Spin Fuse, you will be very happy to know that you are actually asking a question, why don't you do more public channeling? I will actually start again because it has been in my heart and prayers for honestly like over a year. And you know, like life is just always so many things happening. The timeline was never really there. I did not know how to do it. And you know, it's kind of like, I did not want my nervous system to be dysregulated because in the past I have taken on too much because I'm very enthusiastic. I love giving. And here, actually, thanks to your question, we can already enter this subject. So thank you very much for that. But I just want to share thoughts that I am activating the timeline of doing public channeling again, which is going literally to be as effortless, as free, as available for all as possible. And I will be doing that on Instagram, on my Instagram account at Sandrines. So please follow me there. I will eventually find a time and day to always do it regularly, like we have now on YouTube. Quantum Awakening Wave, of course, is continuing. And I'm really excited to announce this. And you, all of you watching and listening to this now, you will know before everyone else that I'm going to do a live public channeling on social media because it makes me super happy. And it's also serving my community. So I do my best to try to offer as many things as possible while also sustaining myself, of course, with divine time, with divine money, with divine energy. So live public channeling are coming again on Instagram. And when you join, you will be able to type a question and I will just be basically scrolling and picking up questions as I feel connected to the energy of the question and answer just like that. So it will be epic. And one of the first thing that I really want you to consider and to realize is that you already know this, what I'm going to share with you, but there is always more depth. So I'm going to repeat it, even if it's annoying, okay? I'm with you on this, you know? It's like you are responsible of your life. So if you have a dysregulated nervous system, chances are that you are not looking after yourself enough. And I don't say that as judgment. I say that with the highest level of loving compassion because I know very well that being a human is demanding in terms of time and energy. And also as we were brought up in this modern culture, especially my generation, the generation before, it's all about enslavement. And what is enslavement? It is from a young age, we don't listen to ourselves. Everything that we must do is to please other people. You know, like your room must be tidy all the time. You must do all the chores. You must do all of these things to gain the appraisal, the approval of your parents and of your teachers. You have to sit in a freaking classroom every single day for years onwards, hours on end, even if all that you want to be doing is actually sleeping. Oh, you don't want to go to school? Let me check with the thermometer. Oh, you don't have temperature? You are not actually sick, so you don't have an excuse. You must go to school. So we have never learned to actually pause, take a moment, really look within ourselves and say, I feel that I'm really exhausted. I don't even know why. You know, like, we don't actually need a reason to be exhausted, guys. We are not linear. There is not always the same energy running through us. We have our cycles, especially as women. If we menstruate, we have cycles. Men also have cycles. We have different biorhythm. So sometimes the biorhythm of our physical performance peaks and we are really energetic and we can do so many things. But at the same time, maybe the bioenergetic curve of our spiritual connection, the way we feel connected to ourselves, to life, our channeling abilities, maybe it will be really low. And these fluctuate through different waves, different cycles. So there is no way that we can even think of having to maintain the same routine daily. When I observe my daughters, I have two teenage daughters, like nearly teenage daughters, they're 12 and 14, soon both have their birthdays coming up. When I observe them, I can feel instantly when the nervous system is dysregulated. And it shows differently because they are different people. One will be more like a sloth. She would literally just drag herself from one surface to another just to lie down and do nothing. And then she just stays there and just stares blankly in space. The other one, when the nervous system is dysregulated, she's like really all over the place. She's really agitated, really anxious. She becomes very confrontational. She always needs to do things. So here I'm sharing this with you because I really want to show you that there are many signs that are coming in your awareness to give you personally the information that your nervous system is going into dysregulation, meaning being completely drained and exhausted or really agitated, stressed and anxious. It was interesting for me as a mother to observe that because when my oldest would drag herself from like the couch to the floor, to her bed, to my bed, to every corner of the house where she could basically just lie down as a sloth and stare blankly in the nothingness. When she was younger, I used to be so annoyed with that. And a few times I heard myself say, oh, stop being like so lazy, stop being like doing nothing, staring in the blank space. It's like, I find it so annoying. And I catched myself saying that and thinking like that, is that, where's the problem? Where's the problem? Like literally we're at home. Yes, she could tidy up her room. Yes, she could help us with the chores and so on. But right now I actually really perceive that what she is doing is that she's self-regulating. And for her, self-regulating is literally being her own world, talking to, you know, to her own mind, well, angels or whatever, you know, but it's just like her body needs a break. She's giving her body what she needs, so allow her to relax. So now we have this agreement that she can take as much time and space as needed for her to self-regulate, to recharge her batteries. But she also needs to push a little bit because she would have the tendency to be like too much in her sloth code, I would say, right? Too much in her lazy code. So it's like, okay, so now you've given yourself all of this time. Washing the dishes won't affect your nervous system tremendously. So now please do the chores with them. So it is teaching her that it is okay to do nothing because I want you to change the way you speak about doing nothing. We are always doing something. So now when she relaxes, when I relax and I literally binge watch Netflix or stay in bed and just in my pajama and talk to a friend at lunchtime in my pajama, which is what I did yesterday. You know, I Zoom with a friend who lives in the state. It was so nice. And it was 12 o'clock and I was still in my pajama top. It felt so good. I allow this to happen. And I say, I'm doing something. I am relaxing. Relaxing is doing something. So what I want you to already consider, contemplate in your life is that, do you allow yourself to do nothing as doing nothing as relaxing, doing something that is not productive? And when you do that, how do you speak about that reality? Just lying down on the grass, looking at the clouds path and things like that. You know, just perceive that you are doing something. You are relaxing. You are actively relaxing, actively being present within the self, with the breath, with the senses of your body, giving your body the break that it needs. Because remember, the High Council wants to remind you that you have a physical body and it works nonstop. Nonstop. From the moment we are conceived, our physical blueprint never stops. The heart is always beating. The blood is always pumping. We are always digesting. There's always crap inside our body to get rid of. Always things we need to detoxify. Always thoughts happening. Always emotions going on. The body is like freaking on high demand nonstop. So it is our role as infinite souls who are the caretakers, the guardians of this body, to give it what it needs. Because then the only time we talk about the body, oh, I have so much pain here, my body is shit, my body is too fat, my hair like this, my nose are like that. It's like, no, this is a radical no. Ever, ever say anything negative about your body. You can be objective about my body needs more exercise, my body needs healthier food, as a positive movement forward, but never desacralize your divine temple who's doing everything in its power to help you when you treat it like shit and you don't give it time to reset. Working like a machine is being a slave. Not sleeping enough is being a slave. Worrying, stressing out, being continuously lazy is part of the enslavement template of humanity. Okay? When we are born in a matrix of enslavement that is highly organized and, to be honest, very clever. I'm always impressed with the, you know, high technologies of the law 3D matrix system. Only I choose, do I want to be part of that matrix system or do I actually want to live in a matrix system which is fifth dimensional? Because a matrix is an architecture where is actually freedom, love and connection at a much higher level. I don't want to live in stress, anxiety and dysregulated zone of a system. Why? Because when our nervous system is dysregulated, it means that we cannot evolve. It is as simple as that. We are in a fight or flight mode. So every time we want to do something new, we won't have the energy. We will be depleted of energy. We will be completely overwhelmed with just the thought of taking a holiday, going to visit a friend, creating a new offering, launching a business. Everything is too much because we cannot literally do it because our nervous system has no capacity. We are at, like, the batteries are empty. So if you want more money and you don't regulate your nervous system, you're not going to have any more money. The same goes with abundance of time, abundance of friends, new connections, work life, all of that. Nothing is going to change if you don't work with your nervous system, because the nervous system is the ability to hold light. To hold light, not in an exhausting way, but to be sharing the light with our crystalline divine genome, our car body, our energetic body. So here is some of the reasons why people have a dysregulated nervous system at the moment as we are part of the awakening process, the ascension process happening in humanity. This is a trauma awakening code, because when we awaken, what happens? We start realizing that we were lied to, that there's a lot of things happening in the world behind the scene with the deep state, but we also awaken to ourselves. It's like we can see, like, we have spent so much time and energy in our life hating ourselves, being our worst enemy, you know, like, self-sabotaging and so on. It's like, oh my God, I cannot believe I've done all of that. Or how come did I not know that? And can I just unknow things or forget I know? It's not possible. Once you know, you know. Once something has been brought into from the shadows into the light, it is in the light. It needs to be seen and heard and acknowledged. So when we awaken, it creates this like shock. It's literally a shock. So many people are shocked to know that they are, some people are there, and a lot of them, you know, like basically harvesting children, eating children, drinking the blood of other humans, preferably young babies. It's like it's easier to say that's crazy and to reject that than to actually think it's even possible, because this is so fucking intense. It is so intense. So when people wake up, it's like it's big slap in the face. You know, what is true? What is not true? I'm not here to say what is true, what is not true, because it's going to just be arguments. What I'm saying is that this shock dysregulate the nervous system. It is the same in your life, you know, like if you have experienced ever the sudden loss of a loved one, it's such a shock, you know, like there is a phone call, you pick up the phone to hear that one of the person that you love so much is just transitioned out of nowhere. It's like, what? It's such a shock. We can be angry, we can be frustrated, we can be sad, we don't even know what to name as emotions any longer, because everything is happening at the same time, you know, like hormones all over the place, cortisol level, everything, adrenaline, everything is shifting when we are in shock. So when we awaken, it creates already dysregulation of the nervous system, because we don't feel safe. If the government is enslaving me, where am I safe? In when I live in the city and there is the 5G and all of these things placed in the water and the air and all of these, like even like, you know, fires and storms that are technological from the, you know, activated by the law 3D matrix system, like I'm safe nowhere. So all of that really exacerbated the nervous system, because the nervous system is here to say like fight, flight, you know, freeze, go and hide somewhere. And it's like, we don't know what to do, because it's not like the enemy is just right there. Now, if there's a wild tiger, I really want my adrenals, is like, you know, to adrenaline to come and to go like, let's fight, find a weapon and, you know, fight the tiger for my survival. This kind of like an outlet, you know what I mean? But here, when we awaken, this nothing is just like me trying to find information on the internet, trying to find people to connect with, to talk about this crazy shit, and it's not happening. Staying stuck into this template is staying stuck in trauma awakening. So the purpose of this episode and the purpose of all that we share is to give you the keys, so you can continue walking on the 4D bridge into the fifth dimensional template of unity consciousness. Because I don't want you to stay anchored on the 4D bridge. The spiritual community is plagued by that. People that are stuck on the 4D bridge and they think they are enlightened because they know about the shit that are happening behind the scene. Who cares? Like, this is more emphasis of the us versus them template, which I talked about in some previous episodes here on Quantum Awakening Wave. So please go watch that. Because it is not about knowing what's happening. I literally don't care. I don't do any research, nothing about what's happening behind the scene. My parents were already educated around that. I have already received so much information. I am my own private members association. If you're educated around that, you know what it means. I have already done the work of setting myself as a sovereign free being. So I have done the work, but I'm not staying there. I'm not hiding from anyone. As a matter of fact, I live in New Zealand, which is, you might know, far greatly responsible for like some of the management of the deep state templates. But anyway, like I live in the middle of a city. Of course, it's full of 5G, it's full of people, it's full of noise, it's full of drugs, it's full of rock and roll and house music and pollution and all the things. But I'm thriving. I'm so happy. I'm a city girl. Well, it turns out that polluted because it's so windy constantly. And I am powerful beyond measure. I'm a freaking dragon warrior. I'm a dragon creator. I'm a multidimensional soul. I am Arcturian as well as Andromedan, as well as Sirians, as well as so many things. I am a wolf and I'm a tiger and I'm white lion. I am so many things. Why would I even be worried about being the victim of anything? I was never born a victim. I will never be a victim. So don't be a victim of separation template. Don't stay stuck on the 4D bridge, please, because this is enslavement still. To be able to continue moving through our awakening process, it is literally walking the warrior path of the 4D bridge ascension process. When we anchor ourselves in fifth dimension and above, we can observe life from the unified field. Everything happens for a reason. All of this distortion I only present in this sixth dimensional state of existence, sixth dimension. After that, no more of that, okay? So we are good. Everything is there for a reason. We are powerful beyond measure. And we are powerful because we are loving, eternal, divine beings of the light. Okay, so I want you to work with your nervous system as if your life depended on it, because it does. Okay, stress and anxiety destroy your body, they destroy your organs. So I want you to do every single day some nervous system regulation practices. In Iria School of Channeling, we have monthly pranayama practices, which I have practiced for decades. I received a proper training in India recently, so I can teach more precisely to students, and it is to help with nervous system regulation. One of my friend Karina is teaching about sacred shaking medicine, which is the natural movement of the body to regulate the nervous system. I had a session with her yesterday online and it was mind-blowing. If you want her details, please let me know. I'd be happy to share. You can paint, you can draw, you can sing, you can walk in the woods, you can walk by the sea, swim, take a bath, receive a massage, go for a float, practice yoga, yoga nidra, exercise, you know, like exercise even at the gym, go for a run, sing, dance, scream in a pillow if you have a lot of anxiety. Let the vibration move through you, because the nervous system gets dysregulated when we bottle things up, when we try to control everything. Women and men have been enslaved through many different ways. One of them is to think that we need to do it all. Consider this for a moment, that in our society, it is very recent that a mom and a dad have to raise their children on their own. For thousands of years, kids are raised as part of a community, of a larger family. And now take this couple and they divorce. All of a sudden, one of the parents or the other, they have to deal with the kids all the time. Even like in a singular unit, mom and dad, no, they both have to work, you know, to pay the rent, sometimes even two jobs and kids. And they wonder why it's not working. Of course it's not working. It's never meant to work, for goodness sake. So don't complain. Do something about it. Look for help, right? Look for help, because if your nervous system is not regulated, you will never be able to get out of that shit. Look after yourself. You come first, girl. You come first always. So drop control template. Control template, it is the main one. So as we work here on a quantum level, there is the macrocosm and the microcosm. So yes, society is very perfectly designed to make us stressed out, enslaved victims? Yes, of course, let's be objective. But then what is your self-responsibility? How do you handle your emotions? How do you sleep? How do you exercise? How do you eat? How do you communicate with others? How do you communicate with your own heart? All of that is your responsibility. If you were to do all the right things, and here I'm really placing right things in bracket, knowing that the right things are what aligns to the truth of our own heart in the moment. If you follow your heart and the need of your body, the needs of your human, really being the angel of your human, saying, what is it that you need, human? I need 3 days of doing nothing. I don't want to see my kids. I don't want to see my husband. I don't want to see my friends. I don't want to see anyone. Okay, I hear you. Thank you for sharing that. No guilt, no shame. Of course, you don't want to see your kids and your husband if you're constantly with them. It's got nothing to do with love. It's got everything to do with freaking nervous system regulation. For goodness sake, you know, stop being guilty. It's not helping. It's creating way worse scenarios in your life. So, okay. So I need 3 days by myself with literally nothing else to do, but just like, what do I feel like doing right now? Create that for yourself. Give yourself permission. And yes, of course, it requires practice, exercise. You need to push through with yourself first, with your own resistances. I can't because of, and then you have a list of reasons. Fuck that list of reasons. Fuck it. If you really want something, you get it. It's always like that. You're already a powerful manifester of your reality. So if you know that you are experiencing adrenal fatigue, dysregulation of your nervous system, this is your responsibility to do something about it. Because your husband and your kids and your parents and your friends, they won't change and they won't do anything about it. They will be like, oh, poor you, I'm sorry. I can clean your house this day. I can bring your food that day, some food that day. I can pay, offer you a massage. That would change nothing. Thank you very much. An hour massage will be very nice, but in the long term, it's not going to change anything. You need to change the way you look after yourself and stand for yourself. Stand up for yourself. Give sacred no's. No, I will not handle this. No, I will not do that. No, 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 no. And if you think that it's bad that you don't cook organic 3-course meal for your family every single day, if you think that it's bad that your kids watch 2 hours on TV on a Saturday when it's nice and sunny, but actually all that you need to do is to freaking rest and not see them, drop this very high expectation of what it means to be the perfect mom, the perfect dad, the perfect teacher, the perfect mentor, the perfect kid. What on earth is this pressure that you put on yourself? No human can do it all. We can have it all. We are meant to have it all because we live with communities, because we have friends and teachers and parents and grandparents and aunties and uncles that are present. If they are not there, you need to create your family. I'm here. I'm all by myself. Okay, I just have my ex-husband and I have like a cousin here. But everyone else is like, I have no family. You know, I had to do it all by myself and I had burnout. I had 2 burnouts, like a very big one and then a smaller one. And it has taught me to ask for help. And it has taught me like to relax and let go. Like my kids don't eat as good as they used to, when I was putting a lot of pressure on myself and I was working for the dysregulated nervous system, because instead of relaxing, I was choosing to cook, 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 you know, and do all the things. We have takeaways. We have like soup 2 nights in a row, like the same one. Oh, oh bad, oh bad. It's like, you know, cut yourself some slack. Regulate your nervous system so you can live with joy. And therefore, what you're going to experience is giving from the heart and not from obligation, because you're a slave to the system and your family, and you're a slave to your own self, a slave to your judgment, a slave to your guilt, a slave to, oh my God, I need to let go of control. What is happening at the moment is we are receiving massive waves of accelerated evolution, ascension codes happening. because it is happening at the moment. We really need like dragon warriors, leaders of the light, people that came here to change, you know, things in humanity, to wake the fuck up right now and be on purpose, right? So basically a lot of us, Mission Soul, are having like, it's like the volume button is being turned up to new level. So basically, it's like the oversoul network co-creating within our crystalline divine genome, as it is one and the same, as we are quantum beings, as above, so below, as within, so without. So basically, it's like, let's bring Sandrine up, like the volume up, so more of us can come to life. And let's be honest, isn't it what you want? To be more you, to know yourself more, to be able to connect telepathically to your soul, to your cats and dogs, to connect telepathically to your future self, to co-create with star races, to co-create with ascended master, with dragons, to know your purpose, to reactivate teleportation, levitation, which would be amazing, abundance, freedom, and so on. This is what you want, right? You've been asking for it. So, because you have been asking for it, and because a lot of you listening to this episode here now are Mission Soul, it means that you are here for a reason, for a purpose that has to do with ascension and helping others, being a leader of the light. It means that you are receiving a lot of light codes in. So here, I'm going to take my whiteboard and go back to some of the fundamental teachings of the fractal dynamic system. We each have a certain degree of variability within our fractal. So to be able to hold more light, this degree of variability needs to increase. Let's say to start with, it's like 100. This would be, 0 would be the lowest vibration present within our being, and 100 would be the highest. There are two ways to increase the vibration to higher than 100. The first way is to work through healing. So we go through what we call the horizontal line. The horizontal line is inner child, past life, ancestors timeline. So we go deep there. We extract what's present in the shadows, what's present in the subconscious, and we release it. So because the weight drops off, the frequency gets higher, okay? We can also work through alchemy, transmutation of density, and to welcoming higher frequency light codes. So this is what I'm talking about here. A lot of us, we are like, let's bring in higher level of frequencies in me, in my reality. So all of these light codes are coming from our oversoul network, which I want you to imagine is going through the pillar of light, your column of ascension. It is kind of like descending. And what it happens is that within your energetic field, all of these light codes are going to be present like keys. And basically, they scan your body, your multidimensional systems, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. These light codes are present all around you. And because of the law of quantum resonance, which is also the law of attraction, quantum resonance is way more precise. So this is why we use it. The codes, the light codes are going to be attracted to their divine match, which is present within the sequence of your crystalline divine genome coming to life. Telepathy, communication with Andromedan star race, for example, Sirian star race, okay? Abundance frequency, freedom frequency. So anything that is flowing is already present within you. So these codes, they basically gather all around your fractal, and some will come inside. So the frequency, the bandwidth at the frequency that you are vibrating at is stretched. So now it is going from 0 to 100. It's like way faster because your nervous system regulates everything, all of these templates. Your nervous system is fried. Imagine it's like if you were to put your finger into a switch and have this electric shock. It's what's happening with the nervous system. All of these light codes that your oversoul is sending, that your crystalline divine genome wants to activate, the frequency is so high that it's like, I'm fried, I'm fucking fried, I'm so fucking fried. I need to relax, I need to recalibrate, because the nervous system's job is to recalibrate at the higher level of frequency. The nervous system is not to prevent ascension. It is not to prevent these light codes to be fully activated. It is to do the exact opposite. It is to allow you to live in the unified field of the high level of frequency that you were born to live in. So if your nervous system is dysregulated, you cannot receive these light codes. It is not possible. There is no resonance. You are all over the place. You're living from density template of separation, anxiety, stress, tamasic frequency of extreme laziness, dysregulated adrenal. These light codes are continually like burning sparks, fire, electricity, electromagnetic field present around you saying, when can I come in? When can I come in? When can I activate? And then you're still running around like, I need to cook this. I need to go on live on YouTube. I need to look after my whole family. I need to be really kind and lovely to everyone because otherwise I'm not love and light. And it was like, you have steam coming out of your ears. You don't know who you are any longer, but you want to ascend. You want to feel good. Why isn't this happening to me? Stop this. Stop. Regulate your nervous system. Take time to pause. You know what? Because of my acute psychic channeling abilities, I'm always connecting with my high council. When my nervous system is dysregulated, though, the connection isn't as present. It is still present for me because, you know, this is my area of expertise, but the connection is not as clear. The messages are not as precise. And many people have reported that. Why cannot we connect with our high council, with our soul when we have a dysregulated nervous system? It is simply not possible because the body is just trying to preserve itself, to stay alive, to regulate. So the energy is all like, you know, removed from the organ. It's all in the head. It's just like all over. So there is congestion everywhere. Also, this has been scientifically proven because I love, you know, watching geeky sciencey things because to me it's like the same as spirituality. We are getting there in the Aquarius age, right? When we are relaxed, the code of our DNA opens up. This information only should fucking blow your mind because it is mind-blowing. If the DNA coil is not open and it is shrunk, it means that cell cannot heal, cells cannot regenerate. But on top of that, all of these, again in bracket here, junk DNA that has no purpose cannot also be accessed. I talk a lot about junk DNA, crystalline divine genome, which is actually access to a multidimensionality. So of course the matrix system does everything for us to be stressed out, anxious and enslaved with dysregulated nervous system because then we have no resources. We do not perceive ourselves as unlimited, powerful potential, creator force of God. No, this is the best way to enslave people is to dysregulate the nervous system, to make them believe that it is normal to live this way. It is not normal. Do something about it. You want more freedom, more abundance, more connection, more love? Regulate your nervous system. I know today we bombard you with this. This is the theme of the episode, but it is that important, guys. It is that important. Do what works for you and every single day do something. Just taking 3 to 5 deep breaths, like really, really deep breath and feeling your lungs inflate and deflate naturally, pausing between the inhale and the exhale. Already that is going to change the game completely. So every single day have nervous system practices. For me, if I sit at my altar for 10 minutes before going to bed, I put my phone outside because, yes, I'm an evening scroller. I'm always, you know, like in bed alone. And at night I feel I want to connect, you know, and I'm like on my phone, but this does not help my nervous system. So I often, not every day, I have to be honest, but often leave my phone out. I sit in meditation at least 10 to 20, even more, if I have time, at my altar, and I just sit in silence. I don't even try to connect with my galactic team, my purpose, to work for my clients and students in the quantum at that time. It is just for me. And my quality of sleep is way better, as well as the download I received at night, because lucid dreaming happened way more after pausing like this, regulating my nervous system, simply breathing at my altar. Okay. Let me check here what is happening. So, yes, on a spiritual level, at the moment, many people experience dysregulation of nervous system because they are receiving more of them, more of their own upgrades. So that could very well be your case, okay? Also, the Schumann resonance has a new level. It is constantly now vibrating at a much higher level. So that, of course, also impacts our body. We have also solar flares, the photon light as well. So we have a lot of things happening in our external environment that are impacting our nervous system. Okay, so we need to be aware of that. Then there is the awakening of divine feminine consciousness, and that's for all of us, men, women, non-binary, people who identify as they identify, all of us, every single living, you know, humanoid on this planet is experiencing the reawakening of the divine feminine within themselves. And what does it look like? It looks like the divine feminine is speaking up again. The divine feminine is not coming to fight the masculine. The feminine does not fight. The feminine is. The feminine is herself, and she will be herself fully in her own self-expression of the divine that she is. She will speak her truth. She will give her sacred boundaries all the time, relentlessly tuning into her heart, into her divine, different divine archetypes, her intuition, her channeling abilities. She will be able to be the wisdom that she's here to be. And that is all of you here. All of us here, we are here to reconnect to the divine feminine frequency, divine feminine polarity. So for that, we need to be very mindful of how do I cultivate divine femininity in my life? Anyone, everyone needs to cultivate divine feminine frequency. The divine feminine frequency, I want you to imagine that it is the river. So there is a river. The banks of the river are the masculine. It is the container, the solidity that is very present. So when the water flows as she needs to flow. If there is no strong masculine bank, there is no river. It's a swamp. The waters get like all over, you know? If the strong masculine, strong banks of the river are always present, then the river can become as big as she wants or as small as she wants. She can be tumultuous, she can be very quiet, but the flow that flows is the feminine. And that is the flow of life itself. It is one day we wake up and we feel vibrant and alive, and we want to do all the things. We want to cook the food, we want to facilitate the session, we want to create a new offering, we want to book that trip. And another day, the flow of the river is like, oh, I really need to be isolating today. I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to even hear anyone. I just want to be in my bubble. And therefore, we give that. So here I'm talking about, ideally, we want to be able to do that. I know that for many people, it's like, oh, I've got to work. I've got kids. I've got a husband. Of course, I understand, you know, we need to work around that. But stop finding excuses. Okay, I know, like, I work with so many different people, like, honestly, over the years, I've worked with thousands and thousands of people. Everyone's got excuse. So you would have like a single 40-year-old male. He has no one to look after but himself. Same for a female. No one to look after but herself. They could have a dysregulated nervous system that as bad as, let's say, for example, a mother who has three kids, a partner, her full-time job, and on top of that is creating her business. So she has way more responsibilities. So yes, she has a dysregulated nervous system, but everybody can have a dysregulated nervous system, and we have this ton of excuses for, you know, living the life that they live. You chose all of it, mate. Literally, you chose to have a husband, you chose to have kids, you chose to have a mortgage, you chose to have work, because you were like, it's like a choice. Maybe it was not with the highest level of consciousness. Maybe it kind of just happened, but it is your life. And let's not take it as an excuse not to look after yourself, because we want to appreciate the life that we have. And so many of us, and I'm going to say it very loudly, so many of us think exactly the way I share right now, that we have enough of our lives. Like literally we put ourselves in this shit, what happened, you know, but we won't say to anyone because this is horrible. How can we possibly say that we cannot stand having so many responsibilities as a wife, as a mother, as a teacher, as a mentor, as a coach? It's like, it's too much. It's too much. And we feel so guilty. And it's like the guilt is eating us inside. And we feel like ashamed of ourselves or even thinking about that. And it's like this vicious circle. You are infinite and multidimensional, yes, but your human is not. Your human has a certain capacity that you have reached and that has been maxed up for years. So it is your responsibility to freaking help your human. Ask for help, change your routine, change your life. And yes, of course, it requires work. It requires work, but you can do everything because you are powerful beyond measure. So I want you to realize that as we are awakening, as you are awakening, as you are choosing ascension, saying yes to experiencing more of you, more of life as a mission soul, you will come into having to confront yourself about certain decisions that you make in your everyday life that impact your nervous system. You will need to choose differently. Instead of doing that activity that I have done for a while and that everybody wants to do in my family, can I suggest, do I have the courage to suggest something different? And here is, I know what's quite challenging, is that when we have a dysregulated nervous system where our adrenals are extreme fatigue, we literally have no more energy to change things. And so we perpetuate the negative templates that we are in, because to change is to bring even more strength, even more courage, even more power into our being to bring that change. You will need to find that. And you will find that by listening to your heart, by being there for your human, by taking small steps every day in your recovery. Because this is a recovery. This is healing. This is a healing journey. When you have a regulated nervous system, like I do now, you have endless amount of energy that you can choose to place into whatever you want. You connect to joy effortlessly. When something is not aligned to your standards, you quickly pick that up and you have the energy to say no. When you feel that there is a subtle shift happening energetically, you can quickly pick it up. You can quickly adjust and align so you continue living in the unified field. I can now perceive every subtle shift that happens for my own thoughts, my own emotions, what's happening with my daughters, what's happening with my clients and students because they are plugged into my field. I can feel. So I become extra sensitive because we are here becoming more and more sensitive. Fifth dimensional beings, when we want to live in the fifth dimension, we are going to be extra sensitive. So if you think that being an empath is a problem, that's going to be a big problem for you to ascend. Because you're going to feel more, of course. What you don't want to be doing is to carry others. And if you have a dysregulated nervous system, chances are that you are carrying others and you should not. Nobody needs to be carried. No one. Even kids. Kids do not need to be carried on any levels. They are powerful beyond measure. They are more powerful than you. Our children are way more switched on, way more powerful than us. So we are not here to carry anyone. We are here to love and to connect with through certain templates. Okay? If you have any questions with this transmission, please let me know in the comments. On the replay as well, as live, as I will tune in more. We feel that this transmission was really punchy, and we want to feel to finish with bringing some loving compassion and feminine codes of letting you know that the journey of reconnecting with who you are is the most beautiful journey that you can choose to experience on this planet. Because knowing who you are opens up a new world for you. Knowing who you are is going to allow you to say yes to new connections, say yes to different work, say yes to travel, saying yes to receiving more. So the more you can say yes to regulating your nervous system now, to giving sacred no's, to placing boundaries, to finding support system, the more you say yes to that, the more you say yes to yourself, the more you say yes to the light codes that are present, ready to be embodied, activated within you, so you can become the person who you came here to be. So you can serve others. You can be there for your family, for your community. The ascension process is irreversible. It is happening, you know? But you choose how you handle it. You choose the quality of the ascension. For me, ascension is a fucking awesome ride. It is amazing. But you know what? In the last few years, I had nervous breakdown. I had dysregulation of nervous system. Because I have learned from that, learned from these problems. Now, when I feel upgrades coming, when I feel shift happening, when I feel my body depleted of energy, when I feel myself getting really anxious, all of a sudden it's like, vroom, something is happening. I'm not quite sure what it is. We don't need to know what we need. It's to do. It's to be. So yes, for sometimes weeks onwards, I could barely move because my body was so drained and exhausted receiving upgrades and cosmic surgery. I have been experiencing chronic pain for the last 2.5 years. It is spiritual upgrades. It is spiritual upgrades. I know exactly what's going on now. I know when it's going to end and so on. But I'm not saying no to that. Because if I said no to that, it would create even more tension in my field because my soul says yes. It's just that my human would like to say no, it's too challenging. Nothing is too challenging. I'm freaking powerful beyond measure. I'm a freaking dragon warrior. I'm the light of God. Like you are. You're the light of God. Of course you've got this. You said yes to this very life. You said yes to this moment. You said yes to receiving this transmission today before even coming into this reality. You have prepared for this for thousands and thousands of lives on planet Earth. This is one of the very potent transmissions that came during Dragon Warrior Codex. To alchemize all feeling of being small, not good enough, or whatever, connect to your freaking multidimensionality, for goodness sakes. You know, you have had thousands of lives in so many civilizations on planet Earth and in other star systems. It's not even funny to talk about it because it's like, I've been there, I've done that, I've grown, I've learned. So this life is just like peanuts. You have prepared for it, for goodness sake. You know how to handle it. You know how to handle yourself. You have already experienced all the traumas you could experience. It's not necessary to experience any of it. So fucking let it go. Hey, drop it. Surrender. Alchemize. Heal it. Move to the next level of your evolution, which is the reclamation of your divine nature. The reclamation of your right to live as a free, sovereign, divine being of the light on your own terms. I want to have a nap today. I will have a nap today. I want to take a week off in Bali. I will take a week off in Bali. I want to never, ever work again. I will find a way to do it and live abundantly and freely because you know what? I can. I can. And I will say yes to me. This is why you came here. You didn't come here to be traumatized and enslaved and sick. No, I did not come here to that. Thank you very much. Not happening to this girl here. Not happening to your girl. Not happening. I will keep on standing up for myself. I will keep on rising no matter what. And you know what? Like, do you think in my life I have anything of love vibe that I tolerate? Mm-mm. I do not tolerate anything love vibe in my life. Rephrasing this, I would have a drink and a smoke every now and then because it makes me happy when I go and I party. For me, that is high vibe because I have literally worked on those grades so it can give me connection to higher frequency. I'm talking here more about friends, relationship, even my children. If anyone is even trying to treat me with disrespect, think again. If I have had all my life, I have had zero tolerance for bullying. So yes, I would have rage and anger issues, but that prevented me from freaking being a victim to bullies because I would just like, "Arr." If ex-husband, friends, family members, and kids mention things to me, are judgmental, criticize, try to put me down, trying to enslave me by saying, like my kids, "Oh, but you should be this. You are the mother. Don't you think they're going to meet the dragon? They're going to meet the dragon." It's like, how dare you? Who do you think I am to call and talk to me like this, to trying to dysregulate my nervous system and my alignment? No. No. It's taken me years to be able to do that with love and light. So I don't bark at them. I don't get angry because it is instant. I can feel the frequency. I can feel someone coming in my field with a certain frequency. I was like, I'm not going to go there ever. So they can choose to shift the way they interact with me and stay around. If they don't, they won't be around. And it's the same with my clients and students. I am here to help people elevate themselves. I do not elevate others. I just expect people to meet their most brilliant version of selves when they are around me. And I will show them how to do that by having zero tolerance for their bullshit. So I don't tolerate bullshit from other people, and I don't tolerate bullshit for myself. Sometimes I try to pretend to myself this and that I am like this and I'm not like that. My angel can see through that quickly. It's like, my human is trying to get out of this. My human is trying to fall into addictions again, into victimhood again, into this templating again. What's the level of standards that I require in my outside environment is the same within. And I don't do that from divine masculine. There is the balance of divine masculine and divine feminine. So it is not dysregulated masculine, like with a whip. It is like a galactic whip, I say at times. It's like, what do I need to feel safe in my own self? It is my own attention, my loving compassion. It is my own softness, but I also have my own back. So yes, if there is someone that treats me badly, I will stand up for myself. I will never be walked all over. I have zero tolerance for that. And you know what? This allows me to keep my nervous system perfectly regulated. Because bye to everyone who's freaking annoying. And yes to everyone who's fun, happy, cheerful, nourishing, connecting on a deep level, loving, giving. Yes. Okay. So if you want to know more about my School of Channeling Iria, I would love to invite you to get in touch. You can see the website, sandrines.com. You have all the information there. So Iria School of Channeling is absolutely amazing because we go really deep into understanding the architecture of channeling, but also to help you co-create consciously with your High Council of Light. In the next year, we will go very deep into teaching you how to craft important past life sessions for yourselves and for your clients, past lives that work with healing and alchemy from deeply traumatic life, but also from life in ancient civilization. So you'll be able to reconnect to life in Lemuria, Atlantis, Shambhala, Avalon, also indigenous tribes of course, ancient Egypt, and so on. So that will be the curriculum that is going to happen at the beginning of the year. As we just finished Sovereignty and the Dragon Warrior Codex, you will also receive the replay of the Dragon Warrior Codex if you were to join Iria School of Channeling. Please let me know if you are interested. We still have space for a few people to sign up now before the end of December. And in April, we're all going to go to Bali together for a beautiful retreat and practice together. You're going to receive channeling, trenchling. It's going to be epic. So thank you very much for being present today during this transmission. I hope and trust that you enjoy it. So remember to look after yourself, my love, because you deserve it, because you're a magnificent being of the light, and everything, your whole reality starts from you and comes back to you. Thank you so much, Dana. I will show this as it's beautiful. Feel so right. The nervous system accepts the light. It has to be balanced to accept light bulb moment. Yay! I love this. Thank you so much for being there. Thank you for your comments. And I will see you in the next live next week. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.